So, again, these week's section notes are going to be pretty short, so I'm just going to keep talking. You guys are going to keep asking questions, and we'll try to fill up as much time as possible. This pset, so a lot of people think that this pset isn't necessarily difficult, but it's very long. Like, the pset spec itself takes an hour to read. And it's not even, like, we give you a lot of the SQL you could possibly need to use. We walk you through a lot of it. So it shouldn't be too bad. Has anyone started or finished? It's the last pset. Oh my god. Usually there's a JavaScript one after that, after this, but again, calendar change things makes everything 1 week shorter and we no longer have a JavaScript pset. I don't know how that affects whether JavaScript's going to appear on the exam or quiz one. I imagine it'll be something like you need to know high level things about JavaScript, but I doubt we'd just give you straight JavaScript code since you haven't had a pset in it. But that'll be stuff for quiz review / next week. Okay, section of questions. A lot of this stuff is somewhat poorly worded, but we'll discuss why. So, unlike C, PHP is a dynamically typed language. What does this mean, you ask? Well, say goodbye to all those char, float, int, and other keywords you need to use when declaring variables and functions in C. In PHP, a variable's type is determined by the value that it's currently holding. So before we type this code into a file called dynamic.php, So PHP is dynamically typed. That is true. I disagree with the fact that that means we're saying goodbye to char, float, int, and other keywords. So the exact difference between dynamically typed and the alternative, which is statically typed, is that dynamically typed, all of your like type checking and stuff happens at runtime, whereas statically typed, it happens at compile time. So the word static in general seems to mean compile time things. I guess there are other uses for it. But like in C, when you declare a static variable, it's storage is allocated at compile time. So here, dynamically typed just means that, like, well, in C, if you try to add like a string and an integer, when you compile it, it's going to complain because it's going to say that like you can't add an int and a pointer. It's just not a valid operation. So that is another thing that we'll get to in a second. But that sort of checking, the fact that it complains at compile time, is static checking, static type checking. So there are languages where you don't need to say char, float, int, and all of those things, but the language can tell from like the context of the thing what type it's supposed to be, but it's still statically typed. So like if you take 51, OCaml, you never need to use any of these types, but it still refuses to let you, like, it still will, at compile time, say you can't do this because you're mixing an int in a string. So dynamically typed just means that sometime during runtime, you're going to get a complaint. So if you have also used Java before, so in general, almost any C-type language is going to be statically typed. So C, C++, Java, all of those are generally statically typed. Like in Java, when you compile something and you're like saying like string s equals new something that isn't a string. So that's going to complain because those types just don't match up. That's going to complain at compile time. But it also has some dynamic time things. Like if you try to cast something to a type that's more specific than its current type, then there's nothing it can do at compile time to check whether that cast is going to succeed. So Java also has some dynamic type checking that as soon as it gets to that line of code when it's actually executing, it's going to do the cast, check if that cast was valid in the first place, and if it wasn't, then it's going to complain that you have an invalid type. So dynamic type checking. So type this into a file called dynamic.php.
Okay.
Dynamic.php. So, I'll open up that formatting. So we have variable, we set it to the integer 7, then we're going to print it, and percent s, oh, so we're printing the type of it. So getType is going to return the type of the variable. So we're just printing the type over and over again. We just php dynamic.php. We'll see that it changes from integer to string to Boolean as we go through. This also indicates that unlike C, so in C, like, there is no Boolean data type, there is no string data type, there's char star, and Boolean just tends to be like int or char or something. So in PHP, these types do exist. And that's one of the big advantages of PHP over C, that like string operations are infinitely easier in PHP than C. They just work. So coming back here. So we ran dynamic.php. This tells the PHP interpreter called PHP to run the PHP code in dynamic.php. If you have any errors in the file, the interpreter will tell you. And so the interpreter, this is another big difference between PHP and C. The interpreter is like, so in C, you have to compile something. And then you run that compiled file. In PHP, you never compile anything. So the PHP interpreter is basically just reading this line by line. It hits bar equals 7, then it hits printf, then it hits var, then it hits printf, and so on. So there's a bit of compiling it does, and like it caches the results. So if you run the script later, like you can do some stuff, but basically it's a line by line sort of thing. And that means that a lot of the optimizations that we get in C, so like compiling is just generally like the compiler can do a lot of tricks for you. It can take out unused variables. It can do all of these sorts of things. It can do tail recursion. So in PHP, you're not going to get that advantage because it's just going to start executing line by line by line, and it doesn't really recognize these things as easily, since it's not one big compilation pass over the thing and then execution. It's just line by line. So that's the interpreter. So back to our dynamic typing. Pretty cool, eh? You definitely couldn't do that in C. Now see if you can figure out the type of each of the following values. See this for reference. So 3.50, what type do you think that's going to be? So here are the types we have. We have bools, integers, floating points, strings, arrays, objects. And then resources, which kind of vague. I think there's actually an example here. Then there's null. So null is a special type, unlike C, where null is just like a pointer with address 0. So in PHP, null is its own type, where the only valid thing of that type is null. This is much more useful for error checking, like in C, where we had this issue where if you return null, does that mean you're returning a null pointer, or are you using null to signify error, or all that confusion we had at one point? So here, returning null generally means error. This is the same thing. A lot of things also return false for error. But point is, the null type, the only thing of the null type is null. Then callbacks, all right, these couple, callback is like you can define some anonymous functions, like you don't have to give the function a name, but you won't have to deal with that here. So looking at the types that they do expect us to know, 3.50. OK, so what do you think the type of 3.50 is? Yeah. So then here, what do you think the type of this is? Yeah, so first one was float, second one is an array. Notice that this array is not like a C array where you have like index 0 has some value, index 1 has some value. Here, the indices are A, B, and C, and the values are 1, 2, and 3. So in PHP, there is no difference between an associative array and just a regular array as you would think of it in C. There's just this, and underneath the hood, a regular array is just an associative array where 0 maps to some value, the same way A maps to some value. And for this reason, PHP can be pretty bad for like really fast code / benchmarking things, since like in C, when you're using an array, you know that like accessing a member is constant time. In PHP, accessing a member is who knows how much time, since it's probably constant if like it hashes correctly. Who knows what it's really doing underneath the hood? You really need to look at the implementation to see how it's going to deal with that. So then fopen, I think here, let's just PHP manual fopen to look at the return type. So we see here, you can look up pretty much any function in the PHP manual, and you'll get at least this is sort of the man page of PHP. So the return type is going to be resource. That's why I looked it up, because we didn't really define resource. The idea of resource, so like in C, you kind of got like a file star or whatever. In PHP, the resource is your file star. It's what you're going to be reading from. It's what you're going to be writing to. It's usually like external. So it's a resource you can pull things from and throw things to. And finally, what is the type of null?
Null.
Yeah. So the only thing that is null is null. Null is null. Okay, so here, one feature of PHP's type system, for better or for worse, is its ability to juggle types. When you write a line of PHP code that combines values of different types, PHP will try to do the sensible thing. Try out each of the following lines of PHP code once printed out. Is it what you expected? Why or why not? So this fact about PHP is what makes it what we call weakly typed. Weakly typed and strongly typed are, in general, not like... There are different uses for those terms, but most people use weakly typed and strongly typed to mean this sort of thing, where like string 1 plus 2, that works. In C, that would not work. So you can imagine this not working. So in Python, a lot of people mix up dynamic typing and weak typing, and static typing and strong typing. So Python is another example of a language that's dynamically typed. You can throw around types and variables, and it's going to determine at runtime any error checkings. So in Python, it's going to execute this, and it'll see string 1 plus 2, and this will fail because it says you can't add a string and an integer. In PHP, which is just as dynamically typed, this will not fail. So weak typing has to do with the fact that like it does things with types that don't really make sense necessarily. So like string 1 plus 2, I can imagine that being like the string 12. I could imagine it being the string 3. I can imagine it being the integer 3. It's not necessarily well defined, and we're probably going to see here that when we print string 1 plus 2, it's probably going to end up being different than printing 1 plus string 2. And this tends to be, in my opinion, for the worse. So here we can try these. Another little trick about PHP is you don't need to actually write the file. It does have like just run this command mode. So php-r, and we can throw in the command here. Oops. Print 1 plus 2. I'll throw a new line. Ignore that. Okay. So this printed 3. And I guess we can't even tell whether it is. So it looks like it prints 3, and it's the integer 3. So now let's try the other way around. Print 1 plus 2. And we get 3. And is it also going to be integer 3? I honestly have no idea. So it looks like that is consistent. So PHP, there was never any chance of it being the string 12 or anything like that, because PHP, unlike JavaScript and I think Java 2, PHP is a separate operator for concatenation. So concatenation in PHP is dot. So printing 1 dot string 2 is going to give us 12. And this tends to lead to confusion where people try to do something like str plus equals some other thing that they want to add on to the end of their string. And that's going to fail. You need to do str dot equals. So don't forget, concatenation in PHP is a dot. So other things to try, print CS plus 50. So now I've told you that there is no hope of this resulting in CS50, since concatenation is not plus. But what do you think this is going to end up being? I honestly have absolutely no idea. Looks like it's just 50. So it sees the string, and I bet if we put 123 CS. So it sees the first string. It tries to read an integer from it, or a number from it. In this case, it sees 1, 2, 3. Oh, CS, that doesn't make sense as an integer, so I'm just going to think of 1, 2, 3. So 1, 2, 3 plus 50 is going to be 173. And here, it starts reading this as an integer. It doesn't see anything, so it just treats it as 0. So 0 plus 50 is going to be 50. And this, I'm assuming, is going to do something similar. I'm thinking 99, yeah, because it's going to take the first. Strings. Yeah. So 99, then here 10 divided by 7. So if this were C, what would that return? Yeah, it would be 1, because 10 divided by 7 is dividing two integers. An integer divided by an integer is going to return an integer. Can't return 1 point, whatever that would be. So it's just going to return 1. Here, printing 10 divided by 7. Yeah. So it's going to actually interpret that. And this means that if you actually want to do integer rounding and stuff like that, you need to do like print floor of 10 divided by 7. So you can't rely on just, I mean, in C, it's probably weird that you can rely on integer truncation regularly, but in PHP, you can't, because it will automatically turn it into a float. And then 7 plus true, so what do you think that's going to be? I'm guessing 8, if it's going to interpret true as 1. All right, looks like it's 8. So anything we've done in the past 10 minutes, you should absolutely never do. These, like, you will see code that does this. And, I mean, it doesn't have to be as, like, straightforward as this. You could have two variables. And one variable happens to be a string, and the other variable happens to be an int. And then you add these variables together. So it's difficult to know, since PHP is dynamically typed and it won't do any type checking for you, and since it's weakly typed, and since it will just automatically throw these things together and everything will just work, it's difficult to even know that, like, oh, this variable must be a string now, so I shouldn't add it to this variable, which is an integer. So best practice is like, if a variable is a string, keep it as a string forever. If a variable is an int, keep it as an int forever. If you want to deal with like integers and strings, you can use like parseInt. That's JavaScript. Intval. I do this all the time. PHP and JavaScript, I mix up everything. So intval is going to return the integer value of a variable. So if we pass in print intval of 123, the 123, I'm guessing this is, all right, so, oh shoot, I wanted this in single quotes, so maybe not. Okay, so intval itself is not going to do the check for us that it's exclusively an integer. This is the PHP manual, like, there are just so many functions available. So here, I think what I would use is numeric first. So I'm guessing that returned false. Okay. That's another thing we have to go over is triple equals. So is numeric 123df? You would not think of that as is numeric. In C, you would have to like iterate over all characters and check to see if each character is digit or whatever. So here, isNumeric is going to do that for us. And it's returning false. So when I printed that, it printed nothing. So here, I'm comparing it to see, did you happen to be false? And so now it's printing 1, which apparently it prints 1 as true instead of printing true as true. I wonder if I do print R. Nope, still does 1. All right. So going back to triple equals. So double equals still exists. And if you talk to Tommy, he'll say double equals is perfectly fine. I'm going to say that double equals is terrible and you should never use double equals. So the difference is that double equals compares things where it can be true even if they're not the same type. Whereas triple equals compares things and it will only be true. First, it checks, are they the same type? Yes. OK, now I'm going to see if they actually compare to be equal. So you get weird things like 10 equals, let's see what that says. OK, so string 10 equals double equals string 1e1. So this returns true. So anyone have any guesses why this returns true? This isn't just about that. Maybe this is a hint, but if I change that to an F, darn it, I keep using double quotes. The reason the double quotes are yelling at me is because I've put this in double quotes, so I could escape the double quotes in here, but single quotes make it easier. So 10, 1F1 does not print true. 10, 1E1 prints true. It's not hex, but it's close that it's like, so 1E1, scientific notation. So it recognizes 1E1 as 1 times 10 to the first or whatever. So those are equal integers. If we do triple equals, then it's going to be false. I actually have no idea if we do like double equals, what about like 10 and 10 ABC. All right, so that's true. So just like when you did like 10 plus 10 ABC and it'd be 20. So here 10 equals 10 ABC is true. Even worse are things like false equals equals null is true. Or false equals equals 0 is true. False equals equals empty array. And there's weird cases of like, all right, so that's one of those weird cases. So notice that false equals equals empty array is true. String 0 equals equals false is true. String 0 equals equals empty array is false. So double equals is in no way transitive. Two things that are equal, or well, A can be equal to B, and A can be equal to C, but B might not be equal to C. So that's an abomination to me. And you should always use triple equals.
Do we do not equals equals as well?
Yes. Okay. So the equivalence would be not equals and not equal equal. And this is actually brought up in the PSET spec, where like a lot of functions return, and the PHP manual is good about this, that like it puts in a big red box, like this will return false if there's an error, but returning zero is a perfectly reasonable thing to return. So like think about any function which is expected to return an integer. So this function, let's say it is supposed to count the number of lines in a file or something. And so under normal circumstances, you pass this function a file, and it's going to return an integer which represents the number of lines. So zero is a perfectly reasonable number if the file is just empty. But what if you pass it an invalid file? And the function happens to return false if you pass it an invalid file. So if you just do double equals, you're not differentiating the case between invalid file and empty file. Always use triple equals. Okay, so that's all those. In PHP, the array type is different from what you're used to in C. Indeed, you may have already noticed this above when you saw that. This is of type array. So the bracket syntax. The bracket syntax is new as of PHP 5.4, which is the newest version of PHP. Before this, you always had to write, new dash. So before this, you always had to write like array. Let's do it. Array A arrow 1, B arrow 2, whatever. So that was the constructor for an array. Now PHP has finally come around to the nice syntax of just square brackets, which is just so much better than array. But considering PHP 5.4 is the newest version, you may encounter places that don't even have PHP 5.3. So over the summer, we ran into this issue where PHP 5.3 was what we had on the appliance, but the server that we deployed all our like gradebook and submit and all that stuff to was PHP 5.4. So not knowing this, develop in 5.3, push to 5.4, and now all of a sudden none of our code works because there happened to have been changes between 5.3 and 5.4 which are not backwards compatible, and we have to go and fix all of our things that don't work for PHP 5.4. So for this class, since the appliance does have PHP 5.4, perfectly fine to use square brackets. But if you're like looking up things around the internet, if you're looking up some kind of array stuff, most likely you're going to see array, the like spell out array constructor syntax, since that's been around since PHP was born, and square bracket syntax has been around for the past couple months or whenever 5.4 came around. Okay, so this is how you index, just like in C, how you would, let's say this is array. In C, how you would index by square brackets, like array 0, array 1, array 2. So you index the same way if you happen to have your indices being strings. So array A and array B. Array B. So why would this be wrong? It's actually worse of a problem. So B, it will probably generate a warning but still work. PHP tends to do that. Tends just, I'm gonna warn you about this, but I'm just gonna keep going and do whatever I can. So it will probably translate this to a string, But it is possible that at some point in the past, someone said define B to be hello world. So now B could be a constant, and dollar sign array bracket B will actually be doing hello world. And I think at this point, or at least our PHP settings, if you try to index into an array and that key doesn't exist, it will fail. I don't think it will just warn you, or at least you can set it so that it doesn't just warn you, it just straight up fails. The way you check to see if there actually is such an index is set. So is set array hello world will return false. Is set array B will return true. Okay, so you can mix these syntaxes. So like, I'm pretty sure what this array would end up being is, well, we can test it out. I'm not going to have that file again. Hold on. I'm pretty sure my PHP doesn't even I need PHP word. Okay. So this is mixing the syntax where you specify what the key is and you don't specify what the key is. So 3 right here is a value. You haven't explicitly said what its key is going to be. So what do you think its key is going to be?
0.
I'm guessing 0, only because it's the first one we haven't specified. Well, we can do actually a couple of these cases. So print r is print recursive. It'll print the entire array. And it would print like subarrays of the array if there were any. So print r array, php test.php. Okay, so it does look like it gave it 0. Actually, something to keep in mind here, but we'll get back to it in a second. But what if I happen to make this index 1? PHP does not differentiate between string indices and integer indices. So at this point, I've just defined an index 1. And I can do both array 1 and array 1. And it will be the same index in the same key. All right, so now what do you think 3 is going to be? I'm guessing 2. And I will justify it. Yeah. So it's 2. Or what if we did this is 10, this is 4. What do you think the index of 3 is going to be? I'm thinking 11. My guess as to what PHP does, and I think I've seen this before, is it just keeps track of what the highest index it's used so far is, the highest numeric index. It's never going to assign a string index to 3. It will always be a numeric index. So it keeps track of the highest one it's assigned so far, which happens to be 10. And it's going to give 11 to 3. Okay. So what I said before, notice that the way it is printing this array. So it prints key 10, key 4, key 11, key D. Or even let's do so. Now I guess I didn't put a 0, but it's printing 1, 2, 3, 4. What if I switch here? Or let's actually switch these two so it doesn't. Now it prints 2, 1, 3, 4. So PHP's arrays aren't just like, they aren't just like your regular hash table. It's perfectly reasonable to think of them as hash tables 99% of the time. But in your hash tables, like, there's no sense of the order in which things were inserted. So as soon as you insert it into your hash table, like, assume there's no linked list, and like, you could judge within a linked list which was inserted first. But here, we inserted 2 first, and it knows when it's printing out this array that 2 comes first. It does not print it out in just any order. So the technical data structure that it's using is an ordered map. So it maps keys to values, and it remembers the orders in which those keys were inserted. This leads to some complications where, like, it's annoying to actually, let's say you have an array 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you want to take out index 2. So one way of doing it, I'll throw in a 0. So one way of doing it, let's see what that looks like. So 0, 2, 1, 3, 4. Unset happens to unset both variables and array indices. So unset array 2. So now what's this going to look like? 2 is just gone. So that's perfectly fine. More annoying is if you want things to actually be like an array, I'll put random numbers. So now, notice my indices. So I want it to just be like a C array, where it goes from 0 to length minus 1, and I can iterate over it as such. But as soon as I unset the second index, it doesn't, like, what was in index 3 doesn't now become index 2. Instead, it just removes that index. Now you go 0, 1, 3, 4. So this is perfectly reasonable. It's just annoying, and you have to do things like array, splice, and yeah.
So if, what would happen if you had a for loop and you that you wanted to go over the, all the elements?
Mm-hmm.
When it hit 2, would it like yield error? Or
so this is the reason. So iterating over an array, there are two ways you can do it. You can use a regular for loop. It's count. This is another intricacy of PHP. So a lot of most languages, I would say, have some sort of like length or len or something indicating the length of an array. In PHP, it's count. So count array i++. So let's just print array i. Okay. Notice undefined offset 2. So it's just going to fail. This is the reason that, for the most part, you never need to iterate over an array like this. Might be an exaggeration, but you never need to iterate over an array like this because PHP provides its for each syntax, where for each item, or what is it, for each array as item. So now if we print array, or print item, we'll discuss it in a second. So that works perfectly fine. So the way that for each is working is the first argument is the array that you're iterating over, and the second argument item, through each pass of the for loop, it's going to take on a take on the next thing in the array. So remember, the array has an order. So the first time through the for loop, item is going to be 1, 2, 3. Then it'll be 1, 2, then it'll be 1, 3, then it'll be 2, 3, then it'll be 2, 1, 3. So things get really weird when you do something like for each. Let's actually see what happens, because you should never do this. But what if we unset array 1? All right. So So that was probably expected. You're iterating over this array, and each time you're unsetting the first index. So for index 0, so the first thing item takes on value 0. So it's going to be 1, 2, 3. But inside of the for loop, we unset index 1. So that means 12 is gone. So item, actually, I'm not looking at the right thing. So print dot PHP EOL. PHP EOL is just new line, but it's technically more portable since new lines in Windows is different from new lines on Mac and Unix. So on Windows, new line is backslash R backslash N, whereas everywhere else it tends to just be backslash N. PHP EOL is configured so that it uses whatever the new line of your system is. So print that. Let's not print our array at the end. PHP test.php. Okay. So I had no idea that that would be the behavior. Item still takes on the value 12, even though we unset 12 before we ever got to it from the array. So it looks like what for each might be doing, don't take my word on this, but it looks like for each like creates a copy of the array, and then item takes on all values of that copy. So even if you modify the array before, like modify the array inside the for loop, it's still going to, item will still, it won't care. Item will take on the original values. Let's actually even try unsetting it. What if this is array 1 equals hello? Yeah. So even though we put hello into the array, item never takes on that value. Another thing about for each loops, there's another syntax to for each loops where it's you put two variables separated by a arrow. So this first variable is going to be the key of that value. And this second variable is going to be the same exact item. So like this is uninteresting here, but if we go back to our original case of A arrow 1, B arrow 1. So here, if we just iterate for each array as item, item is going to be 1 every single time. But if we also want to know the key associated with that item, then we do as key arrow item. And so now we can do like print key dot. So now it's iterating over printing each key and its associated value. Additional thing we can do in for each loops is you might see this syntax. So ampersand before variable names tend to be how PHP does references, where references are very similar to pointers. You do not have pointers, so you never deal with memory directly. But you do have references, where one variable refers to the same thing as another variable. So let's, inside of here, let's do item. Back to 10. So let's do item plus plus. That still exists in PHP. You can still do plus plus. PHP test.php. I have to print it. Print array. Okay. So we print to 11. So if I had just done for each array as an item, then item will be the value 1 the first time through the loop. It'll increment 1 to 2, and then we're done. So then it'll go through the second pass of the loop, and now item is 10. And increments item to 11, and then that's just thrown away. And then we print our array, and let's see that this is just 110. So the increment we did was lost. But for each array as ampersand item, so now this item is the same item as this right here. It's the same thing. So item plus plus is modifying array 0. And that's basically, you can also do k item, and you can do array k plus plus. So another way of doing that. Where we are free to modify item, but that will not modify our original array. But if we use k, which is our key, then we can just index into our array using that key and increment that. So this more directly modifies our original array. You can even do that if for some reason you wanted the ability to modify, you wanted, well, actually, this is perfectly reasonable. So you didn't want to have to write array k++. You just wanted to write item++, but you still wanted to say, like, if k equals equals a, triple equals, never use equals equals. So if k triple equals a, then increment item, and then print our array. So now, what do we expect printr to do? What value should be printed? So only if the key was a do we actually print that. All right. You probably very rarely, if ever, will need to define functions in PHP, but you might see something similar where you define a function like function whatever. And usually you would say foo bar and then define it to be whatever. But if I do this, then that means that whatever calls Baz, so the first argument passed to Baz can be changed. So let's do foo plus plus. And inside of here, let's do Baz of item. So now we are calling a function. The argument is taken by reference, which means that if we modify it, we're modifying the thing that was passed in. And printing this, we expect, unless I messed up syntax. All right, we got 211, so it was actually incremented. Notice we needed references in two places. So what if I did this? What does this mean?
It doesn't change.
Yeah, so item is just a copy of the value in the array. So item will change to 2, but the array bracket A will still be 1. Or what if I do this? So now it's just the copy of the argument sent, or item is sent as a copy to Baz. And it, so the copy of the argument will be incremented to 2, but item itself was never incremented to 2. And item is the same thing as array bracket whatever, so the array was never incremented. So both those places need it. And PHP, so it's usually pretty smart about this, where you might think, oh, I want to pass by reference. This was actually a question on one of the psets. So the question, it was like a questions.txt thing where it said, like, why might you want to pass the struct by reference? So what was the answer to that?
You don't have to copy something big.
Yeah, so a struct can be arbitrarily large. And when you pass the struct in as an argument, it needs to copy that entire struct to pass it to the function. Whereas if you just pass the value or the struct by reference, then it just needs to copy like a 4-byte address as the argument to the function. So PHP is a little bit smarter than that, where you might think, okay, so if I have some function and I pass to it an array of 1,000 things, does that mean it's going to have to copy all 1,000 of those things to pass it into the function? It doesn't have to do that immediately. If inside of this function, it never actually modifies foo. So if foo equals equals hello, return true. So notice we never actually modified the argument inside of this function, which means that whatever was passed in as foo never needs to be copied because it's not modifying it. So the way PHP works is the arguments are always passed by reference until you actually try to modify it. Where now if I say foo++, it will now make a copy of the original foo and modify the copy. So this saves some time. If you're never touching this massive array, you never actually modify it, it doesn't need to make the copy. Whereas if we just put this ampersand, that means it doesn't even copy it, even if you do modify it. This behavior is called copy on write. You'll see it in other places, especially if you take an operating system course. But copy and write is a pretty usual pattern where you don't need to make a copy of something unless it's actually changing. Yeah.
What if you had like the increment inside the test, so like only one element out of like 1,000 would need to be changed?
So I'm not sure. I think it would copy the entire thing, but it's possible that it's smart enough that, well, actually what I'm thinking is like, imagine we had an array that looks like this. So array 2 equals, and then index A is an array of 1, 2, 3, 4. And index B is an array of 2, whatever. I need commas between all of those. But imagine there are commas. And then C is the value D, or 3, whatever. So now, what have I done? Okay. So now let's say we do baz of array 2, where baz does not take this by reference. Array, what do I want? So foo C++. So this is such an example where we are passing array 2 as an argument, and then it is modifying a specific index of the array by incrementing it. So honestly, I have no idea what PHP is going to do. It can easily make a copy of the entire thing, but if it's smart, then it will make a copy of these keys where this will have its distinct value, but this can still point to the same array 1, 2, 3, 4, and this can still point to the same array. I'll iPad it. So we pass in this array where this guy points 3, this guy points to 1, 2, 3, 4. This guy points to 34, whatever. So now that we're passing it into baz, we are modifying this. So if PHP is smart, it can just do like, and now we still had to copy some memory, but like, if there are these huge nested subarrays, we didn't need to copy those. I don't know if that's what it does, but I can imagine it doing that. And this is also, again, like a pretty big advantage of C over PHP. PHP makes life so much easier for a lot of things, but you kind of have absolutely no idea how well it will perform, because I have no idea underneath the hood when it's making these copies of things. Oh, is that going to be a constant time copy? Is it just going to change one pointer? Is it going to be a ridiculously difficult linear copy? What if it can't find space? Does it then need to like run garbage collection to get some more space? And garbage collection can take arbitrarily long. So in C, you don't have to worry about these things. Like every single line you write, you can pretty much reason about how it's going to perform. All right. Okay. So let's look back at these. So how nice is it that you don't have to deal with hash functions like lists, anything like that. Since working with hash tables is so easy now, here's a fun puzzle to work on. Open up a file called unique.php and in it write a PHP program, also known as a script. So PHP, we tend to call them scripts if they're like short things that you run at the command line. Basically any language that you don't compile, but you're going to like run the executable at the command line, kind of call that executable a script. So like I could just as well write a C program that does this, but I don't call it a script since I first compile it and then run the binary. But this PHP program we're going to call a script. Or if we wrote it in Python or Perl or Node.js or any of those things, we'd call them all scripts because you run them at the command line, but we don't compile them. Okay, so we could do this pretty quickly. We aren't going to use argv, right? Let's just blow through this. So called unique to write a program. You can assume that the input will contain one word per line. Actually, argv will be pretty trivial to use. Okay. Unique.php. So, first thing first, we want to check if we have been passed one command line argument. So just as you would expect argc and argv in C, we still have those in PHP. So if argc triple equals 2, or does not triple equal 2, then I won't deal with like printing a message or anything. I'll just exit error code of 1. So I could also return 1. Exit is like, so rarely in PHP are you at this state where like we're at a, how do I, usually like you're in a function called by a function called by a function called by a function. And if something goes wrong and you just want to exit everything entirely, then exit just ends the program. This also exists in C. So if you're in a function, in a function, in a function, in a function, and you want to just kill the program, then you can call exit and it will just exit. But in PHP, it's even more rare that like we're at this top level. Usually we're inside some sort of function, so we call exit so that we don't have to return up one thing, which then realizes there's an error, so that returns up, if that recognizes that there was an error, so we don't want to deal with that. So exit one. Return one in this case would be equivalent. Hold on, space there. Okay. So then what we want to open, we want to fopen. The arguments are going to look pretty similar. So we want to open argv1, and we want to open it for reading. And that returns a resource, which we're going to call f. So this looks pretty similar to how C's does it, except we don't have to say like file star. Instead, we just say f. Okay. Actually, I think this even gives us a hint as to PHP function called file, where PHP file, what this is going to do is read an entire file into an array. You don't even need to fopen it. Oh, it's going to do that for you. Okay. So, lines equals file argv1. So now, all of the lines are of the file are in lines. Now we want to sort the lines. How can we sort the lines? We sort the lines. And now we can print them or whatever. So probably easiest way is for each lines is line, echo line.
Wouldn't we have pass lines by like reference or something into sort?
So that's changing? This is in this is where like sort would be defined as function sort ampersand array, other way around, ampersand dollar sign array. You don't pass, when you call the function, you don't pass it by reference. It's the function that defines it as taking it as reference. So up until PHP 5.4, this is actually exactly what went wrong when we when we put everything to our servers when we went from 5.3 to 5.4. So up until 5.4, this was perfectly reasonable, where a function doesn't expect to take it as reference, but you can pass it as reference. So if the function does happen to modify it, it's still modified. As of 5.4, you're not supposed to do this. So now the only way you pass by reference is if the function explicitly does it. If you don't want it to modify it, then you need to do like copy equals lines and pass copy. So now lines will be preserved and copy will be changed. And PHP unique, might have messed something up. Unexpected sort, is that gonna take, There's gonna be something that does this for us. Oh no, it's not even there. Oh, notice when you read the manual that like, look, the first argument is expected to be an array and it's taken by reference. All right, why is this complaining to me? Oh, because I have this function sort still in here that I don't want. Okay, php, unique.php. I didn't pass it an argument because I don't have a file. Well, it's php, unique.php on test.php. So here is test.php, all printed out in a nice sorted order. Notice that a sorted order is kind of weird for a code file because like all of our blank lines are going to come first. Then we are going to come all of our one-level indentations, and then come all of our no indentations. But, yeah.
So for the source code, it wasn't passed by reference? Is it only passed by value, right?
So you never, when you call a function, it never determines whether it was passed by reference. It's the function definition which determines whether it was passed by reference. And looking at the function definition of sort, or just looking at this, it takes the argument by reference. So regardless of whether you want it to take it by reference, it does take it by reference. It modifies the array in place. So here, like this is just not allowed. You're not allowed to do this.
Okay.
This sort is going to take lines by reference and modify it. And again, if you didn't want it to do that, you could make a copy of sort, where even in this case, so copy isn't actually a copy of lines, it's just points to the same thing, until it first gets modified, where it's first going to get modified in the sort function, where because it's copy and write, now a copy of copy is going to be made. And what was one other thing? Oh, that you can also do this. That's the other place you can see ampersand. You see it in for each loops, you see it in function declarations, and you see it when just assigning variables. So now we have accomplished nothing by doing this because copy and lines are literally the same thing. You can use lines and copy interchangeably. Later, you can do unset copy, and that doesn't unset lines, you just lose your reference to the same thing. So as of this point, now lines is the only way you can access lines. Questions? Yeah?
Completely off topic, but you don't have to close PHP with a...
You do not.
Okay.
It's actually, so I would go as far as to say it's bad practice to close them. That's probably an exaggeration, especially in a script. But let's see what happens if I do this. So that did nothing. What if I wanted... Wait. This isn't doing it. Oh, because I need to pass an argument. Did I just shoot? I called it wrong. PHP, unique.php with an argument. So now I don't even need this. I'll pass it a valid argument. All right, so this printed, I'm printing copy and copy doesn't exist, so lines. Okay, so now it printed everything, and then notice all this junk down here, because in PHP, anything that is outside of a PHP bracket or PHP tags is just going to be printed literally. So that's why HTML, it's so nice that like I can do div blah, 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 class or whatever, blah, 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 and then do some PHP code, and then do end div. And now printing this, so I get my nice div up top, everything that PHP printed, div up bottom. So disastrous when something like this happens, which is pretty common, just a stray new line at the bottom of a file. Wouldn't think it'd be that big of a deal until you consider the fact that with browsers, so how redirects work, or like basically any headers work. So when you make like your connection to a website and it sends back all these headers and things like response 200 or response redirect or whatever, so headers are only valid until the first byte of data is sent. So you can redirect thousands of times, but as soon as the first byte of data is sent, you're not supposed to redirect again. If you have a stray new line at the bottom of a file and you try to do a, or let's say that like you call or you use this function and then you want to, what is it? Let's say it's another file that's like your whatever, index.php. And now you require once something. I can't think of a good example of it. The issue happens when this line at the bottom gets echoed. And you don't want anything to have been echoed yet. So even though you didn't intend on anything getting echoed, something did get echoed, and so now you're not supposed to send any more headers, and you're going to get complaints. So you just don't need those closing tags. If you plan on doing something with HTML, then it's perfectly reasonable to do like down here, div, whatever. And then at this point, you can or you cannot include them. It doesn't really matter. But in PHP scripts, it's rare to close it. Like when everything is PHP, absolutely everything, then you don't really need to close it, / you shouldn't close it. Okay. Dealing with strings is much nicer than in C. In PHP, you can specify a string with single or double quotes. So single quotes, you can't use escape sequences. Can't constantly escape, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so yeah, printf is very rare in PHP. I guess I would use printf if I wanted to do a sort of thing where in PSET5, I guess use sprintf or whatever, but you want to do like 001.jpg and 002.jpg. So that sort of thing where I want to actually like format the text, I would use printf. But otherwise, I would just use like string concatenation. I never really use printf. So here in PHP, okay. So we're just differentiating the details between quotes, single quotes and double quotes. So the biggest difference is that single quotes are, it will be printed literally. Oh, and so there is no char data type in PHP, unlike C. So this is equivalent to this. They're both the strings. And the nice thing about single quote strings is I could say, hello world, blah, 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 dollar sign, woo. So what happens when I print this is it will print it literally. All of our stuff. So echo str one. So it literally printed all of those things. Dollar signs, \n, which you would think would be new lines, all of those things, it prints literally. the only thing you need to escape are single quotes, because otherwise it would think it's closing the single quotes. Double quotes, completely different. So we already see the syntax highlighting is cluing us onto what's about to go terribly wrong. PHP unique undefined variable woo, because this is interpreted as a variable called woo. So double quotes let you insert variables into, so let's say like I equals 10, or actually let's just say name equals Rob. So echo, hi, my name is name. So it recognizes, so it recognizes this as a variable, and so when I run that, and I will insert a new line. So, hi, my name is Rob, and hello world. This is because I never removed the printing of woo above. So, there is one further step you can do. So like, array equals bracket 1, 2, 2, 3. So what if I want to print the first index of array? So you're like array 0. The syntax highlighting is a clue. What is this going to do? PHP unique. So hi, my name is 1, which is not what I wanted. Let's try syntax highlighting lied to me. But let's try A, 1, B, 2. Actually, this isn't, that's how I would have to write it. Okay. Unexpected, single quote, T in caps, blah, 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 blah. All right, the idea is that, like, it's not recognizing this as part of the array that, like, it's not recognizing this as array indexed by letter A. If you want to do that, surrounded by curly braces, and now whatever in this curly brace will be interpolated, which is the word we use for magically inserting these variables into the right places. So now doing this, PHP unique, and hi, my name is 1, as expected, or hi, my name is Rob. Okay. So one thing that's kind of nice about single quotes is that, like, there's some cost to interpolating. Like, as if you use double quotes, then the interpreter has to, like, go over this string, making sure that, like, oh, here's a variable. Now I need to go get that variable and insert it here. So even if you don't use any variables, so nothing inside of these double quotes needs to be interpolated. But it will still be slower because it needs to go over the double quotes looking for things that need to be interpolated. So single quotes can be a bit faster if nothing needs to be interpolated. And I tend to even use single quotes where, like, hi, my name is dot array A anyway. So, like, that's going to be equivalent to what we had before. Or dot. But it's a matter of preference. And, like, the speed difference, if you're using PHP, you probably don't care about the speed difference. There isn't enough to reason about to begin with. Right. Any final questions? We actually didn't even get through all of it, but this stuff was boring. So, oh, last thing that kind of nice in PHP is when you're dealing with HTML, you'll use it a bit. So the nice shortcut syntax for printing a variable. It's like array a. So here, this is like, there's some bit of argument over like, just without putting PHP here, so this is called like short tags. So officially as of PHP 5.4, I think, it's no longer like this is deprecated. Now you are recommended to put PHP. This is still supported, so short tags with the less than question mark equals, still perfectly fine. It is by default supported, so you can use these as you wish, and they're pretty convenient. Any questions? All right. Stay classy, San Diego. Bye. (laughs)